Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
One last ride. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town. We've talked a lot about treacherous roller coasters on the podcast, poorly designed liabilities that were constructed hurriedly, thoughtlessly, and without care. Well, today we're talking about an even more potentially dangerous roller coaster, one that is, in fact, fatal, and more so, it was meant to be that way. Unnerving plans with a deadly outcome. Today on Ghost Town, the euthanasia roller coaster. I will say off the bat that this roller coaster does not exist, that there is no plan to construct it anytime soon. Just getting that out there, just in case you are worried about this. No, this coaster is purely hypothetical, for now, existing only in scale model and within the mind of Lithuanian artist Julie Jonas Urbonas, a PhD candidate at the Royal College of Art in London. Conceived of in 2010, the euthanasia coaster is entirely made of steel, with the sole purpose of killing its passengers. Urbonas was inspired by many things, including, quote, the halt of roller coaster progress, the extinction of death rituals, and the current development in sci-fi design. In addition, sources that I found online say that Urbonas was once employed at an amusement park, which might have contributed to this idea. According to his website, the coaster is, quote, engineered to humanely, with elegance and euphoria, take the life of a human being. So how would the experience of riding the euthanasia coaster actually go? What would it be like? Capable of holding up to 24 passengers, you'd first go up to the top, about 1,600 feet, in a slow-moving but steep-angled car. For reference, the tallest roller coaster in the world is only 456 feet high. From there, at the peak, all the passengers would be directed to press a button to continue the ride, or not, and exit the car to get back down to the ground. If you pressed the button to continue the ride, you'd find yourself barreling down a 1,600-foot drop, moving at speeds of up to 220 miles per hour. But you'd still be alive as the ride hits its terminal velocity. And then you'd surge into 7 killer inversion loops that you'd experience for approximately 60 seconds, each progressively decreasing in diameter in order to maintain the necessary 10 Gs of force that would result in cerebral hypoxia, or asphyxiation, causing your death. Another reference, a ride at Six Flags Over Texas called Shockwave has the maximum amount of G-forces involved in any ride, any coaster, and that number is 5. Just to show you how insane 10 Gs is for a human body to endure. According to TikTok user Rise and Slide, quote, you would gradually begin experiencing worsening cases of cerebral hypoxia, meaning your blood would rush into the lower parts of your body, and so your brain wouldn't be getting enough oxygen to survive. The first thing that you would notice is your vision graying out, which would then gradually turn into tunnel vision. From there, you would begin experiencing a blackout, and ultimately, you would eventually lose consciousness and die. After a sharp right-hand turn, the car would loop back to the station, where the dead, hypothetically you, would be unloaded and new passengers could board. Julie Jonas Urbonas does note that there might be the possibility of subsequent inversions or a second run of the roller coaster, serving as the insurance that nobody gets out alive. Urbonas talks about this experience almost poetically. In an interview with Vice, he says, quote, falling is a unique experience that sets itself apart from other types of death. While rushing towards the ground, or in the case of the euthanasia coaster, towards the loop, there is a fraction of time for reflection before death comes. In the euthanasia coaster, this is exaggerated even more. There's the ride up to the tower, the drop, the serpentine fall, a series of the loops, and eventually, the fatal ride within the last loop. On that note, let's take a break.
Have you ever heard about the woman who woke up in a cold sweat? Like she had just had a nightmare, but she knew what she saw while she was sleeping was more than just a bad dream? Or the violinist who disappeared from the orchestra pit in front of thousands of people in the audience? What about when a mark left behind at a crime scene led investigators to wonder if there were devil-worshipping occultists prowling their rural community? Well, the Mr. Ballin podcast, Strange, Dark, and Mysterious Stories, is nothing but these kinds of stories. Each episode is meticulously crafted to keep you hanging on every word until the final chilling twist. And well, each episode is strange, dark, and mysterious. Seriously, the host, Mr. Ballin, has this unique ability to keep listeners balanced on the edge of life and death, with just a dash of excitement like I've never heard before. Follow Mr. Ballin podcast, Strange, Dark, and Mysterious Stories, on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. Prime members can listen early and ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
The euthanasia coaster model and concept was first shown as part of the Human Plus display at the Science Gallery in Dublin in 2011 and touched upon the issues that came with life extension. The model was also displayed at the Human Plus exhibit at the Centre de Cultura Contemporaneana de Barcelona in 2015. This, quote, killer coaster, unquote, is only one bizarre concept by Julie Jonas Urbonas. He also devised another art piece that laid the groundwork for human gravity space experiments, a, quote, artificial asteroid made up entirely of human bodies called, the piece was called, the Planet of People. Like the Planet of People project, Urbonas' euthanasia coaster will not become a reality anytime soon. It is, again, I want to emphasize, an art project meant to force humans to contemplate mortality, end-of-life care, and the fragility of the human body. When Vice asked him if Urbonas feared death, he said, quote, I'm not sure if I'm afraid of death. It's one thing to imagine it and another to encounter it physically. What I am sure of is the fear of slow death due to terminal illness that would impose a burden to my relatives. In terms of afterlife, I retain an agnostic view.